following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
I think it's cool that experts like NASCAR prefer Goodyear tires.
Whatever.
See, you don't even care that Goodyears were the first tires on the moon.
Do you want to pull over and see what kind of tires I have?
You don't have to. These Chevy Volts all come with Goodyears.
Wow, Goodyears?
Oh, so now you care.
Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated. Goodyear, more driven.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
How you doing?
Feel a lot better.
Did you get some fluids in you last night?
I did.
Lose any?
I did not.
Happy Valentine's Day. How you feel today? I mean, I figure for you, you were kind of sick yesterday, so it was probably perfect for your wife. She really had an excuse not to hang around you.
You know, she likes to hang around. We went and got pedicures, met with our feminine sides, had a wonderful Valentine's Day.
No manicures, just pedicures?
Just pedicures.
Did you tip?
Duh.
I don't even see. It's like if the Steelers had won the Super Bowl, that would have been like one of the things I would have had to do, give you a pedicure, because that would be disgusting.
You would have had to go get one.
That would be disgusting.
See, you would never even think about going to get one, would you?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to say no. I've never done that. I'm not weird like you. I mean, I don't run around with my shirt off like you do. And
fair enough.
Just a pair of swim shorts.
Fair
swim
enough.
Swim trunks. strange individual. We are back here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us for the next hour. And coming up, we're going to talk with Bruce Chubbuck. He is going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. He's scheduled to join us in our next segment. We'll talk with Bruce about that, still in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. We'll also be talking with the head coach of the Central City Wrestling Bison, Darren Garfield. They are actually kind of favored to snap the Omaha Scut streak. As many people said, they've been back and forth, BC, BC. Well, a lot of people believe that they and Wood River would be 1-2 in Class C and that they would be favored if they were in Class C, but now they have to go up and try and beat the 13-time defending champions. Whew. So we'll see. That's our continuing coverage preparation for the state wrestling tournament continues. And coming up, Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association to talk about the changes at state wrestling and potential changes with the high school football. I did get some feedback off the after the show yesterday from some coaches about the proposal that there would be 3 Class C football classes. There would be 3 classes in Class C. And I guess that's something that has just really started to take a fire here in a hurry, and we'll talk about that as well. So love to have you on the program today, 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. John and Carney is very quick on the phone. He says, Daddy is the biggest metrosexual ever. Emphasis on biggest. Literally.
Thank you.
Literally.
Man. Yeah, a pedicure.
Felt wonderful.
That's just swell.
I want to do the one with the where the fish come up and eat the bottoms of your feet.
All the trips you take and you don't go to a place where the fish come up and kiss your feet?
No.
Like everybody else? Let's go to Lincoln and the home of the Nebraska School Activities Association. I don't care what his title is. He is the czar. He's the one that makes it all run. Jim Angeli joins us this morning. Good morning, James.
What's going on, guys?
What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
What I do for Valentine's Day, I worked on state wrestling, and then I made my wife dinner last night.
Ah, there you go. So was it the cheeseburger macaroni hamburger helper? Or
no, we went with the sirloin steak last night.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
beautiful
yeah,
day to get that done.
It worked out pretty well.
Let's talk about what's going on. You mentioned state wrestling. There are changes that are in store this year for the fans out there. Let's start with why the changes. Usually that's always to improve things. What was the idea? Did you go after a different state and use what they were using, or what are the thoughts on the changes?
Well, probably the biggest motivation for us was Quest Center hosting the NCAA Wrestling Championships a year ago. And one of the things that we'd always wanted to do once we first moved to the Quest Center is we knew just from measuring the floor when we first went up there several years ago that we could get 10 mats down. And, you know, after seeing how everything ran at the NCAA championships a year ago, the nice thing was is we were able to implement that change. Part of the reason is because Creighton University does not have a men's basketball game scheduled for Saturday night. And so that kind of allowed us to put down two extra mats, which we're going to do on Thursday, and then the first two sessions on Friday. And that should make things a little bit more, I guess, sane for the coaches and for the wrestlers. That way they don't have to get to the Quest Center at 6 in the morning to get ready for weigh-ins, that sort of thing. So we're able to push the weigh-ins back to about 8 o'clock, and we can start wrestling at 9:30 in the morning and make it a little bit more, I guess, comfortable for coaches and for athletes so that they don't have to get up so early in the morning.
Jim Angeli joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim, then obviously moving the semifinal round up to 5 o'clock, you decided to do that. What was the reasoning there?
Well, that's kind of the same thing is with the 10-mat format, we're going to be able to get done with the rounds a lot sooner. And so instead of having, you know, maybe about 3 or 4 hours of dead time in there when we're done with those consolation rounds, we just kind of decided that let's go ahead and start the semifinals at 5 o'clock, and then instead of getting done at about, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, we could maybe get done somewhere around 9:30 or 10 and make that a little bit more palatable so that the kids can get some more rest before they have to come back on Saturday morning to wrestle for all those medal rounds.
Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The state meet gets underway Thursday at the Quest Center in Omaha. I think we've got past, we talked about this earlier, yesterday, I guess, on the show, is that now we have moved past Lincoln to the Quest Center. I think everybody now is accustomed to the Quest Center. Are there more changes coming? Are there other changes that we haven't talked about that the fans will notice?
No, not really. I think the nice thing is everybody's finally figured out their comfort zone. They know how to get to the Quest Center. They know that there's plenty of parking right across the street from the facility, and they've kind of made the Quest Center their home for state wrestling for 3 days. And so, after that initial idea of changing from the Devaney Center, where everybody was comfortable with it for 20-some years, we've got a pretty good history of putting on a fine championship there at the Quest Center, and I think everybody's used to it now. So I think not having that Creighton basketball game on Saturday night enabled us to hopefully make things a little bit easier for everyone involved in terms of, you know, the traffic flow in and out. Now those folks from the morning session won't have to get on the interstate and battle that morning traffic of all those people going into downtown Omaha to get to work. And so hopefully that should be a little bit more convenient and easier for our spectators to get in and out of that downtown area for, you know, for the first rounds and the morning rounds that we wrestle on Thursday and Friday.
Jim, something that was brought to our attention just earlier this week. I know you've been involved, obviously, in more conversations than just this week about this football deal and going to perhaps three Class C classes. Where does that stand right now, and is that something that could be happening?
Well, it's definitely a possibility. We've got our big board of directors meeting coming up tomorrow. And we've got a couple of folks that will be coming and talking to our board about those issues. We've got Bruce Parrish from Western Nebraska and Kevin Zimmerman, the AD down at Fairbury, that they're going to talk to our board about what they think the options would be for splitting classes C1, C2, into, I guess it would be C1, C2, C3 for 11-man football and possibly changing the playoffs. So our board is going to listen to their thoughts and ideas. I know that they've put together a survey that went out to the Class C football schools, and the board will listen to that idea and pitch, and I think then they'll make some sort of recommendation to see where that goes in the future. My guess is the board will suggest that they make this a legislative proposal that'll be introduced in the November district meetings. I guess that'd be November of 2011, and then see where it goes.
Jim, what was the number of Class C schools this year? Do you know that right off the top of your head?
Not right off the top of my head, I don't. I think what we'd end up is somewhere around, we've got somewhere around 60 schools, I think, between those two classes. And so I guess we would probably be dividing that up to, from that 120-some-odd schools, into thirds. So we'd be putting somewhere around 40 to 45 schools per classification into those three classes, if that's the way it would go.
Jim, what was the... There has to be one big factor that made these guys think that, from what I'm talking to with some of these coaches, is that survey that went out, that nearly 80% of the coaches are in favor of this. What's the driving force here? What's the big reason that they want to change this?
That's a good question, because I'm not 100% sure of that myself, other than I think for selfish reasons. Well, if I eliminate some schools, then, boy, I could get in the state championship game. I think that's probably the biggest thing is if there's another state title for me to go out and win, hey, maybe I'll have a better chance if I don't have to fight some of these other schools in my neck of the woods to get to Lincoln for the championship finals.
What about the thoughts, and we'll hear this again when we see some of the records here at the state wrestling tournament, are we anywhere talking about reducing class sizes when it comes to wrestling or track, or are there any other things out there on the horizon that could kind of change the landscape of the sporting world in the NSAA?
Not right now. There really isn't. I think that one of the things that we've definitely got to look at is the change in population. Every year when we get the enrollment figures from the Nebraska Department of Education, we definitely notice that, the metropolitan areas and the larger communities, like a Kearney, like a Grand Island, like a Hastings, those towns in Omaha and Lincoln, they continue to grow. Their student populations continue to grow. But in rural Nebraska, our D schools and our C schools, they're losing population. And when you lose population, you're obviously going to lose students that are going to be walking the halls of your schools. And so that's one of the things that I think our association has to keep an eye on, is being able to do the right thing for those smaller schools. And we'll probably see more expansion and growth in terms of, the Class A and Class B schools adding more in their communities.
Last minute here with Jim Angeli of the Nebraska School Activities Association. Got an email here from a listener, John in Kearney, and I don't quite understand it, so I don't expect you to, but it's basically about assigning the host sites for classes A and B in basketball and how that how you guys manage that when you're not for sure who's going to be hosting. I guess that's the general question here, referring to why Grand Island is hosting when maybe they end up hosting a B district when they could still get an A. I think that's the basis of this. How's that working out?
Well, it's working out. You know, we kind of knew that when Class A went to this format of having the top seed act as the host, that we would have some struggles in terms of schools that have normally hosted like a Class B district, and being able to help us out or having to sit and wait. And so I think that, you know, with the instant communication that we have these days, it's just easy for us to, you know, post those district sites on our website, and everybody's going to end up going to whatever site that it's going to be at. You know, before we were putting all that stuff together in September. Well, now the way Class A wants to do things is they want to have that the top seven seeds be the host, and then wherever those seven locations are, then we issue the contract, and that does create some juggling in what we've got to do for Class B, because there's a great deal of following in terms of fan population that goes to those Class B districts, and we've got to make sure that we can put them into a facility that can accommodate all those fans. And, yeah, it's been a little bit of a juggling act, but I think we'll do the right thing and try to get them into the best gyms that we can and go from there.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and save some donuts for us late arrivers on Thursday, all right?
Hey, you got it.
Jim, we'll see you at the Quest Center. We appreciate the time.
Sounds good, guys.
Thank you, Jim Angeli, Nebraska School Activities Association, czar of all that is.
Some interesting thoughts.
I still don't understand.
It just sounds like a dumbing down of the Class C system.
Well, I don't understand the Class C proposal. And again, a lot of it out there right now is hearsay. I mean, from the guys I'm talking to, there's nobody that I've talked to that has put this proposal out there. They're just hearing it just like everybody else is. They want to knock it down to 16 teams. They want to run it like Class A and B, and get more teams in the playoffs, because right now more than half the teams make it in A, half the teams make it in B. And that's not the case in C and D. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty darn close, isn't it? 32 teams get in.
Plenty get in,
I think.
Yeah,
plenty get in. And then they also want to do this way. Also, it guarantees that nobody also gets left out. It's still 16 teams, but it also makes sure that there's enough teams to get in that no 8-1s get left out like they have or did in the past under the old 16-team system. I don't understand it. I don't think it makes sense for Shadron to travel to Fairbury to play a first-round football game, and then vice versa, and that can still happen, I guess. It's just I'm waiting for more information, and I'm not sure that that information is necessarily out there. And the earliest this could happen is 2 years. It's not going to happen next year because you're set up in your two-year classification, so there's no way you could do that for next year. But down the road it'll come, and we'll keep an eye on that. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. But before we do that, let's go to the fan line.
We got Lavelle from Kearney.
Lavelle, what's
if
going
you'd
on?
Like to make a
Lavelle
call.
Didn't no. hang on. Lavelle's gone. Lavelle got tired of waiting. Sorry, Lavelle. Maybe he'll call back. Maybe we'll take a break.
Perfect.
We will return with Bruce Chubbuck here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where right now is the time to be thinking about buying a truck. It's time to be thinking to buy one. Don't just think. That's all I do. No action.
Think Midway.
Just think. Well, it's Ram Truck Month at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and now more than ever, the time to park a new 2011 Dodge Ram in your front yard. Not only are the deals dynamite, but when you buy now, you get a no-charge Hemi. I didn't know I was going to get to say Hemi on the show today. That's right. There's no sense in selling for second best when you can get the big daddy of them all at the little boy price. And speaking of big daddies, come see and drive the truck that has been recognized as one of the finest trucks there is, the Laramie Longhorn, named the luxury truck of Texas. Even non-Texans agree this is a great truck. Daddy, we got to get you in the big daddy and see how that's all going on. ThinkMidway.com online for more information, or head to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney for Ram Truck Month. Midway, it's a better way.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fauner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney next Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today with mostly sunny conditions developing as we head towards the afternoon. With a high in the low 60s, southwest winds stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 45.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I wanted to
show,
be.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back on the program today, where we take care of our guests at BK and Daddy. Have you seen this? The new stuffed steakhouse burger, the flame broil patty, and then they stuff in the jalapenos and cheddar cheese, top it with some poblano sauce, ripe tomato, crisp iceberg lettuce, and somehow it all gets on a toasted corn dusted bun.
It's getting better than that.
I don't think so. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check it out today. Well, this Saturday, the Texas Longhorns roll in, and that's enough reason to go and cheer on a Nebraska basketball game. But also this weekend, it is the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and the name that most people will recognize above others that are going in is a former Husker that played all the way back. Wow, I'm getting old. 94, the last season for Bruce Chubbuck, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce, appreciate you giving us some time, and hey, once again, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So if you feel old, does that mean I need to feel old too?
I was doing games when you were playing ball at Atkins, and that's all I know. That's just scary stuff right there. But
I know. Well, I look back and I can't believe it's really been that long, but I guess it has, you know. I don't feel old, though, so I'm sticking with that story.
Bruce, when you go back and then you think about your career, not only at Nebraska, but I think a lot of people with state basketball approaching, they go back to Peacock Chubbuck, Chubbuck Peacock. I mean, those are two of the great names in Nebraska high school history. How special is that to you?
Well, very. I mean, Chris is still continues to be a good friend of mine, and we talk via email, text, phone, you know, probably a couple of times a month, I'd say. And I think it was a unique situation because without him, there's no way I would have had the career that I had in high school, and I think the same is true the other way around. He was kind of the yin to my yang, or vice versa, however you want to look at it. But with one without the other would not have had nearly as much success. So it was fun to be able to share that with somebody. And you know, we were obviously pretty good friends all the way through school, too. So, to be able to accomplish something. That's one of the unique things about team sports that I really like, is that, you know, when you accomplish something, you've got a bunch of guys to share it with. When you, you know, do less than what you're probably capable of, you have somebody to lean on, so you don't feel quite as bad.
So Bruce Chubbuck joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, those were names that reverberated all across the state of Nebraska. But also, Bruce, as you were telling me, and I guess back in the day I knew this, your family actually not born and raised and with roots in Atkinson. You guys moved in, so it wasn't like Chris and you were going to school from the time you were 4 years old. And how... I guess take us through that. When did you move to Atkinson, and how did that all mesh with you working from a Class A community and going down to play Class C ball?
Well, and if we'd have stayed here in Council Bluffs, I actually would have went to Lewis Central probably, which is actually, at the time anyway, was a Class 3A school. So it would have been kind of in between an A and a B in Nebraska. So not quite as big as an A, but a little bit bigger than most of the Bs. And you know, I really liked Council Bluffs when I was growing up there. We've moved back, so I guess I just couldn't get it out of my system. But, you know, basically my brother got sick when he was about 2 years old, had a brain tumor. They had told my parents that he was going to die and that they needed to make arrangements for last rites and all these things. And long story short, they took him to Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic was able to remove the tumor, and he's lived a pretty good life ever since. So I guess good message there is don't give up just because you hear something you don't want to hear. But that whole experience kind of burned my parents out, so they moved to Montana for a couple of years, and then my dad decided he wanted to come back this way, applied for the job at Westhold and got it, and, you know, there we were. And I moved with my mom and dad, but I moved in before my eighth grade year. So I went eighth grade through senior year to school in Atkinson. And Chris actually is not a native of Atkinson either. He didn't move in until third grade. So kind of funny. We were both transplants, at least by Atkinson standards. There, if you weren't born there, you're not from there. So
when your dad said we're going to Atkinson, Nebraska, what was your initial, what the hell are we doing?
Well, what's it by? Well, it's not really by anything.
It's by Stewart.
Yeah, it's by Stewart, it's by O'Neill, but, you know, if you were looking for, geez, if we wanted to go shop or something, the closest place to shop was either Norfolk or Grand Island, at least of any significance, you know. So it's, I don't know. It was a long way out. A lot of good people there, though, and, you know, I think that it kind of helped me, being there without a whole lot of other things to do, kind of helped keep me focused on what I wanted to do, which was go to college and play basketball.
I need to find a place like that. Bruce Chubbuck joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. Bruce, a lot of folks want to, I guess, connect small-town Nebraska kids with success in programs, whether it's football, whether it's a kid that played eight-man football and then starred for the Huskers, like a Makovicka, or whether it's the handful of kids that have went on and played basketball at the University of Nebraska, and Drake Baronic's the one now, but there hasn't been that much for a long, long time. Tell me about how that all played into your career at Nebraska. Even though you were a big city boy, everybody still thought you were from Atkinson, and that might have thrown a little more love your way.
Well, funny you mention that, because when I went there, I actually, you know, I had lived most of my life, and now I've still lived most of my life in Council Bluffs, and I told our athletic director that I was thinking about listing Council Bluffs as my hometown, because I had felt like I'd spent most of my life there, and it was really home to me. And plus, you know, I've got family in Council Bluffs, and did at the time, and so I thought that would be nice for them, too, to say, hey, yeah, you know, that's our guy there. But our sports information director at the time was Nick Jose, and he talked to me. He said, I want you to reconsider this. And I said, okay, you know, why? And he said, people from Nebraska connect with Nebraska kids. He said, Council Bluffs is close, but it's in Iowa. And, you know, the Iowa on the end of the hometown is not going to get you the same kind of response as it would if it said Nebraska. And I said, well, you know, I guess you're the guy who would know, so I'll go with what you say. And so we stuck with it. And, you know, I've had a lot of people come up to me, you know, saying, do you know such and such from Atkinson? And that probably wouldn't have happened either if I would have listed, Council Bluffs as my hometown. And, you know, like we mentioned before, Chris listed it as his hometown, and I'm proud to be from the same place as Chris Peacocko as well.
Bruce Chubbuck joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce, take us back to a pretty good Nebraska team when you arrive as a freshman and you getting on the floor and having the confidence to play down there. When did you know you could fit in at the Big 12 level?
Big
8
back.
Or Big 8, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you forgot I'm really old. Well, you know, with any time you move up a level in basketball, there's going to be, or any sport, I'm sure, but I know it from a basketball perspective. Anytime you move up, there's going to be an adjustment period. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. When you go to the next level, there are more good players than what you were used to seeing at the previous level. So it applies junior high school to college to pro. And, you know, obviously coming from Class C Nebraska basketball to Big 8 basketball at the time, that's a heck of a jump. You know, the competition wasn't exactly the same for me. So, you know, I'm going up in practice against a couple of guys who were highly touted recruits out of Ohio, Chicago, so on and so forth. And it took a little bit of time to adjust, but I would say, to answer your question, about 2 months into the workouts, I figured that I could hold my own. I'd kind of made the adjustment, knew what I needed to do, knew I needed to get a heck of a lot stronger to be successful at Nebraska. And luckily for me, the weight room was a great place. The weight coaches really knew what they were doing, and I was stayed on the cutting edge of things. And so they had a willing pupil with me. So they'd say, you know, I think we really need to do this because it's going to give you this, this, and this. And I'm going, okay, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. And, you know, luckily for me, I would see gradual improvements, and the more I improved, the more hungry I got to work even harder and improve even more. And you know, I'm sure that was fun for them because they could throw anything at, you know, I think you need to ram your head in this wall and it's really going to help you during the season. Oh, okay. You know, I exaggerate a little, but they tortured me a little, but it all paid off. So
Bruce Chubbuck joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he gets ready to head back to Lincoln and be enshrined in the Nebraska Men's Basketball Hall of Fame, and then the Texas game the following day on Saturday. One of only two players to play in four NCAA tournament games for the Huskers. But again, I guess, Bruce, obviously the flip side of that is never could get into that second round. As a freshman, it seemed like the Xavier game, that was the highest seed Nebraska ever was. And then you guys, your senior year, made a heck of a run, won the only Big 8 championship in the modern era for the Huskers, and then the smart kids from Penn lit up for 90 points. Talk about being part of it, but also maybe the frustration with never, ever being able to advance.
Well, you know, when I decided where I wanted to go to school, and being an Iowa kid, it wasn't as cut and dried a choice as most people would have thought. You know, I wasn't the kid who grew up dreaming of playing for Nebraska. I dreamed of playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And so Nebraska was kind of on an even playing field with everybody else, which I think in a way is even a bigger tribute to the university, because it wasn't like it was the only choice for me. There were several other choices that were out there, but Nebraska was far and away the best choice. And so, you know, in that regard, I think that's more of a tribute to the facilities there, to the fans that are there. I could feel on my visit down to the school that the fans were hungry for some success, and that I really felt with the guys that we had coming in and the guys that were already there that we would have a good chance to achieve that. You know, obviously I dreamed of playing on the biggest stage, which is the NCAA tournament, and I got to do it four times. But like you said, 0-4, which every time I see that scroll across the bottom of the screen in the NCAA tournament, teams with longest losing streak in NCAA history, Nebraska's tied for third at 6. I'm going, well, 2/3 of that streak belongs to me, so that's a proud moment for me. But, you know, I guess there are two schools of thought. Everybody will say, oh, well, at least you got there. But that's one of the biggest regrets of my career is that we didn't go a little further. And like you said, I do think our best opportunity to advance, and I thought we really had a good chance to advance at least 2 rounds and maybe 3 that year, was my freshman season when we were the 3 seed and lost to Xavier, who happened to be the 14. People forget, too, Xavier had, I think, 3 or 4 future NBA players on that team, so it wasn't like there were a bunch of scrubs either. But, you know, we had the more talented team, and we had played together probably better than they had through the course of the year. Just picked the absolute worst time to have a bad game. And my senior year, the game against Pennsylvania, I guess one, and that's not an excuse, it's just the way it is, the way that the seeding was, we play that game in Long Island. Long Island is about a 3-hour train ride from Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania has about, I don't know how many thousand people working in the city, in New York City, that went to Penn because they're all smart and they all have good jobs on Wall Street or wherever. And so there were, I think it was 18,000 or 17,500 seat arena, and I bet 15,000 of them were rooting for Penn. Mm. So, you know, it was kind of like an away game in the NCAA tournament, but it is what it is. You know, you come out and you play, and, you know, if we had played our A game instead of our C game, we probably would have had a good chance of winning. But, you know, it didn't happen, and that's the way it is. And now I have to hope Doc can bail me out and get the monkey off my back for having 2/3 of the third longest streak.
Bruce, also as a freshman, you got a tour with Norm Stewart and go to Italy, obviously play some professional basketball. Where's the coolest country, place you'd like to go back and visit just away from basketball?
Well, my favorite, there's two answers to that question. My favorite country to play in was Belgium. People were great to me there. It was pretty easy to live as an American. When I kind of embraced, I played in both sides of the country. The north side speaks Dutch, south side speaks French, and they actually have the east part that speaks German, but I didn't go there. I tried to kind of embrace a little bit, learn the language, and the people on the Dutch side, if you try to speak Dutch when all of them know how to speak English, it's kind of you kind of get welcomed in because it's like, wow, this guy thinks enough of our culture to try and pick up the language. And, you know, and they like to socialize and have a couple of adult beverages, and I wasn't beyond that either. So, I kind of got in good with the people in most of the places that I was at, and that made it a lot of fun. And then the coolest city that we were ever in was, my wife was with me the whole time, that's why I say we. Coolest city we were ever in was Lisbon, Portugal, which really doesn't get a whole lot of publicity here in the States, but it's a beautiful city. Kind of reminds me of San Francisco a little bit. It's hilly, and it's got a river that runs into the ocean, and so you've got water kind of on all sides, and really pretty, and the temperature's very moderate the whole year round, so you don't really get snow. A little bit of cold, but not much snow, and I think I wore shorts until Thanksgiving that year, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Bruce Chubbuck with us for just another minute. I got to ask you, Danny Nee, thoughts on the coach?
Well, I think as time has shown, Coach Nee, I'm not going to tell you, because that'd just be a flat lie, that I agreed with every decision he ever made, but that's not really my place to agree or disagree. I was a player for him, and, you know, he's the man in charge. What he says is what you do, or you don't play. And so looking back, though, you got to give the man his due. I mean, if you look at the history of the program, he's arguably the most successful coach that the program's had, at least to this point. And, I think you have to give him his proper respect for that. I think he did what he was hired to do. They wanted, when they hired him, I think they wanted the level of the program raised, and I think that he did that really well. Didn't miss the postseason too much while he was there, and replaced him with a guy, frankly, that I didn't think lived up to what he had done. And now with Doc Sadler, I see a lot of Coach Knee in him too. He's charismatic. He's getting the talent in to win, but it's taken him some time. You know, when the program gets set back, it's kind of a catch 22. You know, you've been able to go out and recruit the kids from Chicago, you know, Detroit, wherever you're going to recruit from that you want to bring into the program, because you're not going to have eight guys you can recruit out of Nebraska every year. You got to win, and if you don't win, they don't come. But you have to get them to come to be able to win, and it's kind of like a vicious circle. You're just going round and round and round. Well, how do we win if we don't get them here? And you know, I think you're starting to see that he's going a little further beyond. We've a kid from Puerto Rico, the kid who left from Germany, and you know, whatever it takes. But I like the way that they play. They play hard every night out. They're always going to have a chance to win the game because they defend, and you know, they play smart, they play together, and those are great things. When you're talking about a team that plays hard, plays smart, plays together, you're always going to have a chance to win.
Well, Bruce,
and,
go ahead.
I was going to say Drake Baronic, you mentioned him. I was really happy to see him get an opportunity. I know a lot of your listeners probably are close enough that they remember Drake, because, you know, Ravenna's how far away? Not very, right?
Yeah, just 30 miles.
Yeah. I'm really happy to see him do what he's done. He asked me before he transferred. He said, "Do you think I can play?" I said, "You bet I think he can play." I said, "I think he can play a lot." And I love the way he plays. He's a coach's kid. He kind of embodies what I like to see from a guy out on the floor. So really, really happy to see him having some success and getting a chance to contribute. And I think it was kind of a dream of his, so I'm glad that he got a chance to live out his dream.
Finally, Bruce, for the listeners out there, what are you doing these days?
Well, right now I work for Regent Financial Group, which is a mortgage brokerage in Omaha. I've been doing that for about 3 years, and also help my dad is the head basketball coach at Omaha South. So I do a little bit of volunteer assisting for him. And then I sit on the board of a nonprofit organization called SAVE Program. And basically the mission is to help kids from underserved areas, I guess, get a leg up as far as competing in athletics, some academic support, anti-gang counseling, those type of things, just kind of help direct them to make a better life for themselves, and that's geared toward third through eighth grade students. So that's about it, other than just hanging out with my family and watching my kids grow up. So
now, Bruce, you guys had a big win here lately, right?
Yeah, big win Saturday.
Yeah, against Millard North. They're a real quality team, and I know Kearney's doing well too. I've watched them, and Grand Island's doing well. So I know that you know, I'd like to see them somewhere down the line, preferably at the state tournament.
Well, you're going to go crush Omaha Central tonight, right?
Well, I would love to see that. I think crush is probably too strong a word. I would definitely settle for beating them. That'd be just fine with me. By one, by 21, I don't care, as long as we win.
Well, Bruce, we appreciate the extended talk this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the weekend going in and catching some Nebraska basketball, and congratulations again on going into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bruce. Bruce Chubbuck joining us on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show, the Hall of Fame ceremonies Friday. Of course, then he'll be recognized along with the rest of the class Saturday at the Nebraska-Texas game at the Devaney Center at 12:30. Great to have Bruce Chubbuck on. And
could have talked for another. I mean, one of those deals that you never run out of stuff. Do you want to ask Bruce Chubbuck?
Well, Bruce Chubbuck, also one of those guys you would like to talk to off the air.
Yeah.
He says he told me he and Coach Krapp have swapped a lot of stories in the past because they both played a lot of ball overseas in Belgium after their playing days. So he telling us about that as well. Coming up, Darren Garfield's going to join us from Central City, the head wrestling coach there, to talk about that. Also coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card. And we're going to let you know what's going on with basketball tonight. Couple weird games last night in the state. Gibbon had 16 points after three quarters, and they won. They're playing again tonight. They came from 19 down with about a minute to go in the third quarter and won in overtime. So we'll see them play tonight, and we'll tell you about where we'll all be. Don't forget as well, next week it's the 2011 Husker recruiting class rated as one of the tops in the Big Ten, and find out all about them with video and commentary from our buddy Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. He makes his spring tour through the area, and it starts Tuesday at Bullseye in Hastings, Wednesday, Cunningham's in Kearney, and next Thursday, the 24th, at Indian Head Country Club. You might want to call for reservations to Indian Head. The other two are first come, first serve, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock each night. Show you the film, answer all your questions. If you got to see him when he came in on him or Sip on Wednesdays, it's very similar, except this time he'll be bringing the recruiting video, and I guarantee you we'll have coaching news to talk about. So it's next Tuesday at Bullseye in Hastings, next Wednesday at Cunningham's in Kearney, and next Thursday, the 24th at Indian Head in Grand Island. We're back after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
Get everything love right now at Walmart, because they've got what you need for Valentine's Day at an amazing price. 2.4-ounce heart-shaped boxes of candy are just a dollar. For $5, you can get someone you love a heart-shaped picture frame or a cute plush toy in a Valentine's Day mug. Red cupcake and waffle makers, Valentine's bakeware and pillows and throw sets, they're all at incredible prices at Walmart. So stop in now and get the prices you love on everything love for Valentine's. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today, with mostly sunny conditions developing as we head towards the afternoon, with a high in the low 60s, southwest Wednesday gusty at times around 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 45.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you missed our chat with Jim Angelia, the NSAA, or Bruce Chubbuck, who's going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame, or any of our interviews, be sure to check it out on the webpage and our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out the podcast right after the show. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Well, HuskerMatt.com, we had Ross Halford on last week, and we also had him on Sunday's wrestling rally. He has picked four teams from the area to win state wrestling championships. Amherst to repeat, Wood River to get their second ever, Grand Island to repeat, and Central City in Class B. And Coach Darren Garfield joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the head bison himself. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you on, and hopefully we can chat again on Monday. But let's start first things first. What about the expectations that are being put on this program already? I know you guys want to go down, do the best you can, get some guys on the top of that medal stand. But people aren't just going to be looking at Central City winning state. They're going to be looking at Omaha Scutt not winning state. How has that affected your team already?
Well, you know, our focus though is the same. I mean, the only thing that we can control is ourselves, how we perform. And so our focus hasn't changed as far as that goes. Obviously, we know it'd be a monumental thing if we were able to do it. You know, whoever is fortunate enough to knock Scutt off at some point is going to be, you know, kind of a big deal. But the only thing we can control is what we're doing, and that's what we're preaching to our guys.
Darren, where are the big matchups early on? Do you have any with Scutt?
We, you know, I hate to look past the first round because they're, you know, nothing's a given. But, you know, there are some potential matchups. At 152 pounds, we'll have a potential quarterfinal matchup there. At 103 pounds, there'll be a potential quarterfinal matchup with Scutt. And then, you know, you look down the road, and like I said, I don't want to do that too far. But, you know, there's some semifinal matches that could happen. So.
A semifinal matchup. Yeah, gee, really. How about 119, Coach? That a lot of people are upset that that won't be a meetup in the finals, but you're going to have most likely a meeting of two-time defending state champions, and Connor Bowling may be the leader of this wrestling crew anyway.
Yeah, you know, that's a big one, obviously. And, you know, I know a lot of people do, you know, think that should happen on Saturday, but you know, it is what it is. You know, it's the luck of the draw, and, you know, I'd be foolish to say that we are the only ones that that have draws that aren't ideal. But, you know, you got to go where they put you, and until something changes, you know, if the NSAA ever decides to try and bracket that thing a little bit better, that's just the way it is. So,
Darren, what's the psyche of your team right now? Are they loose and ready to go, or they feel a little pressure right now?
You know, I think our guys are excited. You know, the focus and practice already this week has been awesome. We're just trying to ride the wave of the momentum that we had carried through from the district tournament. They wrestled lights out of the district tournament, and we're just, you know, preaching our guys to continue to do what we're doing. And, you know, if we can continue on this roll, you know, it might be some good things for us down there this weekend.
Central City Wrestling Coach Darren Garfield joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they head to the state meet in Omaha. A&D at 9:30, B&C will take to the mats at 4:30. Five district champions this past weekend, all basically in the lighter weights. Are we going to know a lot after the first round when your final four wrestlers go in those 2-3 matchups?
To be honest with you, the first couple rounds are big, but I think this Class B state championship is going to be won in the wrestle back rounds. I really do. There's going to be a lot of points up for grabs in those third and fourth place round matches and fifth and sixth and just that bottom half of the bracket. I mean, I really think the Class B is going to be won in the consolation brackets.
Darren, obviously everybody's talking Central City Scutt. Is there one or two other teams out there you think can vie for this title?
Oh, there's numerous teams. I tell you right now, Bennington's a scary team. They've got a lot of firepower. They're going to score lots of points down there. You can look at Boys Town is scoring a lot of points. You know, we saw Schuyler in our district tournament and in our conference tournament. They've got some big-time point scorers. And then you got to throw Gretna into the mix as well. They've got a lot of qualifiers, a lot of bodies. So it'd be very foolish to say this is a two-team race. I mean, you can count anywhere up to 5 to 6 teams that could potentially come out of this thing.
2009 Class C state champions at Central City. Coach, what's the biggest difference between wrestling C and wrestling B, or is there that big a difference?
I think there's a big difference. I think the depth in Class B is a lot better. Class C has some great wrestling and some great teams in it, don't get me wrong. And so we were very fortunate enough to happen to win a title there a couple years ago. But Class B, just from top to bottom, the depth is just what makes the difference of the two classes.
Coach, one of the few knocks that are out there is that maybe Central City hasn't wrestled the competition that Scutt or some of the other B teams have. What do you say to those folks?
Hey, I tell you what, we are predominantly been a Class B school here, Central City. You know, the few years we've dipped down into Class C has kind of been something that's not normal for us. And so we have a predominantly Class B schedule. We've actually made some changes, too. We got into the Flatwater Fracas over there right before Christmas break at the Grand Island and Heartland Event Center. And we've made some adjustments to our schedule to make sure we are wrestling a Class B schedule. So we see Class B teams, you know, week in and week out.
any local celebrities, like perhaps Bob Jensen, going to give this pep talk before this team heads out?
he is definitely a celebrity. Maybe we need to bring him in. We need to, you know, pull out all the stops, you know. So he may be a good guy to bring in.
Just keep him out of a singlet, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with that.
Well, Coach, I know you got some more teaching to do over there and get these kids ready for Omaha. We'll look forward to seeing you down there at the Quest Center, and thanks for giving us some time today. Best of luck. I know it sure would be something if all these teams that they're talking about can bring them home, and I know Central City is going to be watching Wood River, and they're going to be watching across the mat at you guys. That'd be pretty special to see that come home.
It would be fun. It would be a neat deal. We are looking forward to the challenge. So thanks for having me on, guys, and appreciate the coverage you do for wrestling.
Thanks, Darren. Take care. Darren Garfield, great coach in the state of Nebraska, and trying to get Central City at the top of this pedestal, and everybody's going to be rooting for him outside of Scott. They're going to have that going for him. They will have that going for him. People know when things are going on, and it will be one of the most highly anticipated semifinal matches. I mean, Austin Wilson's semifinal last year was highly anticipated. This will be higher than that. One of the top semifinals, maybe of all time, when Connor Bowling moves on against a McCaslin kid out of Scutt in the 119. Yikes!
I think a lot of excitement for both of those schools. And you mentioned Grand Island, Amherst.
Gilman, Thomas Gilman.
Expected to win as well. Hopefully you just go down there. Everybody wrestles well. Let the chips fall. And then the trophies will be handed out. And hopefully our area teams will be ones coming back with them. That should be the exciting thing. And Friday night, that semifinal round should be a good one, as it always is.
And it starts an hour earlier for the semifinals, 5 o'clock. The other stuff starts an hour later, 9:30 in the morning. We'll take a break and be back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Yesterday, I found another wall that's beige. But I need much more than plain old paint. Oh, I believe I'll faux finish. Hi, this is Scott from Builders, inviting you to attend our free faux finish clinic Tuesday night starting at 6 at our store in Kearney. Our paint expert Macy will be on hand to show you some tricks and techniques to make your walls more than beige. Arrive early for the best view. These faux finish clinics fill up fast. That's Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at Builders in Kearney, where we do paint best. Something wrong with the beige of yesterday. Hey, hey, hey.
Girls sub-district basketball action continues tonight on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, the C19 from Grand Island Northwest, as Minden takes on Gibbon at 5:30 and Kearney Catholic battles Centura at 7:15. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Sutton will play Donovan Trumbull at 6, Blue Hill Superior at 7:45, and on 12:30 KHAS, St. Cecilia Central City at 6:30, Adams Central Grand Island Central Catholic at 8:15 tonight.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today with mostly sunny conditions developing as we head towards the afternoon. With a high in the low 60s, southwest Wednesday gusty at times around 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 45.
Oh, my God. Oh, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Why does Daddy feel better today and sound better today? Because he got his prescription filled in less than 5 minutes at You Save Pharmacy on top of the hill, just coming down the hill south of Dairy Queen.
Plus, exciting news.
You got exciting news?
I do have exciting news. Little You Save Pharmacy, the first ever pharmacy in the country. That's right. They now offer text refills. Text refills for all your pharmacy drugs.
You can text it in to 627-8432 and then pick up your refill, 627-8432. You can drive through, bada boom, bada bing, there you go. Two-lane drive through, so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle, and there they are for you. Transfers are easy to do. It takes just minutes, and this is the best time of the year to get your prescriptions transferred over to You Save Pharmacy, where you'll save money, and they accept all, yes, all insurance plans offered in the area. Free mail out and delivery as well. So why wait, folks? Why wait? Get it done the way you want to get it done at You Save Pharmacy. Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call now, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. 888-455-3776. Love to get you on the program today. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bill.
Bill, Daddy, go ahead. Daddy's got the questions today.
Bill, in Nebraska, single game, this is single game points scored. I need two of the top five scores.
For what sport?
For Nebraska basketball. Sorry, that would help you probably.
Piatkowski and Lou.
That is incorrect. Thanks for calling.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew, who's the last team besides Omaha Scut to win a Class B wrestling title?
Gretna.
Incorrect, but try back. Good guess. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Sean.
Sean, single game scoring leaders in Nebraska men's basketball history. Give me two of the top five.
We'll go with Lance and Marge.
That's incorrect.
No, that's not right. We've got some folks that are in the ballpark, though. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Brad.
Two of the top five scorers in Nebraska men's basketball history, single game.
Piatkowski and Strickland.
That is incorrect. Thanks for calling. Go back to the phone lines. Who are we speaking with?
Troy.
Troy, two of the top five single-game points scorers in Nebraska basketball history.
Dave Hoppin and Eric Piatkowski.
That's incorrect. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Kevin.
Kevin, single-game points, two of the top five in Nebraska basketball history.
Piatkowski and Moore.
That is incorrect. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-3776. Two of the top five in Nebraska single game scoring in Nebraska basketball history. Who is it?
Hoppin and Strickland.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Try back. Doug and Daddy Show, Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eric.
Eric, two of the top five in single game points.
Oh, man, I was hoping I'd get the wrestling question. I'm a wrestling guy.
You want to take a stab at it?
Strickland and Piatkowski, I don't know.
Thanks for calling. Try back. 1-888-455-3776. Who am I speaking with?
This is Troy again.
Single game points, Troy. Try again.
How about Hoppin and Stan Cloudy?
You are incorrect. You are incorrect. I'm going to throw this out right now. Dave Hoppin is not one of them. Dave Hoppin's not one of them. Yes, he has the career point leader. Yes, he is the career point leader with 2,167. But single game, no. He is tied for 10th with 35 points. That is as high up on this list as Dave Hoppin goes. He's had 33 twice. He's had 32 three times. Goes back. He's on this list a lot, but he's not in the top five. Who are we speaking with?
Josh.
Josh, two of the top five Nebraska single game points. Who are they?
Eric Piatkowski and Alex March.
That is 1 and 2, and you are the winner of Tuesday Trauma's Trivia. Hang on the line for us. You are correct. Eric Piatkowski versus Oklahoma on March 11th in 1994 scored 42. Alex Merrich versus Kansas State in 07, February 13th scored 41. Third on that list, a tie, Rich King and Jerry Fort. And number five, Tom Russell versus Kansas had 38 as a clean break there. 6 and 7 both belong to Alex Merrich as well. So there's your Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. Took us a while. We stayed with the same question. We got it knocked out, and we're glad we have a winner on Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. Finally, got through it. Piatkowski, Merrich. I thought those Rich King, Jerry Fort, I think everybody recognizes those names as far as Nebraska basketball goes. Big surprise out there, Dave Hoppin, just 10th on the list.
Just need to find more players in the state.
Yes, we do.
Girls, sub-district basketball action going on tonight. We've got you covered on the airwaves, and here's where you can hear a few of the games this evening on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be bringing you action from Grand Island Northwest. Minden takes on Gibbon, who made an incredible comeback last night. That's at 5:30. Then at 7:15, Kearney Catholic Centura. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton will play at 6. Superior and Blue Hill at 7:45. And on 12:30 KHAS from Hastings High School, the C16, St. Cecilia Central City at 6:30, Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic at 8:15. There are numerous other good matchups tonight, so hope you can go out and enjoy it, and be sure to keep it on any of those stations, or you can go to any of the websites, including ESPNSuperstation.com. For the first time in the program history, Oklahoma picked as the preseason favorite to win the Big 12 Conference baseball title, receiving 6 first-place votes. Texas is second with the other 4, followed by Texas A&M, Baylor, and Kansas State. Then it's Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Nebraska is 8th, Kansas and Missouri. Iowa State and Colorado, they don't play baseball.
About as high as I guess you would expect Nebraska after a 500 season.
Think I'd call Art Schleister for a loan?
Poor Art. Not good.
And how about today? Alan Usher is going to join us on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the big, huge world championship boxing fight that is coming to the Heartland Event Center on Saturday, February the 26th. Leon Spinks is going to be there. Leon Spinks, this day, as you may have already heard on ESPN Radio, this day in sports, this is the day that he beat Muhammad Ali. He stung the butterfly. Oh, wait a minute. Leon Spinks, and that's just a shout-out to Rockin' Rusty right there. This is probably like Christmas for him.
Yeah, Tyler Hughes expected to be on hand. There's going to be a lot of great people ringside to see these fights, and it should be a great night a week from Saturday, Heartland Event Center. We're going to talk more about it on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show, but what an event. World Championship Boxing, DeMarco and Sanchez get it on 12 rounds for the WBC crown.
Husker women play at Texas tonight, and how shocked are you about how Kansas just got handled last night?
Well, pretty shocked. Did it get moved up to number one? Not surprised. That's the second time in the last couple of years they've gotten beat down there at in Manhattan, but shocked how it happened, yeah.
Hey, we want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, including Darren Garfield, the head wrestling coach at Central City, also Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association, and Bruce Chubbuck, who's going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. Among our guests tomorrow, Gene Beerbaum's going to come in and talk about the Wild Turkey Federation. They've got their banquet coming up, a little Loper Link. I think we're going to talk UNK wrestling tomorrow with Mark Bauer and a whole lot more, so be sure to join us then.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on the AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.